ויש חס סיב תס. אלף כמר דויכן או שער מיני קיטניס עם כמח שחמישס מיני דוגן ויש לו בקטייר. A person took flour from the grains that one makes in the Zayinasan and mixed it with flour from beans or other grains that one would make as sha'akol on a tasha that's made from these things. So, and the question is, what bracha do we make on this mixture? Mechavet paskens, mevorach boimin v'zaynis v'alamichir, that you make a boimin v'zaynis, and alamichir, even if the majority is the other minim, because that we learned that the chashivas of the chamishas minay dogen is so that if you have a mixture, even though the chamishas minay dogen are a minority of the mixture, still the bracha goes after the grains of the chamishas minay dogen, you make a v'zaynis alamichir. But here there's a discussion about what the halacha is when the ratio of chamishas minay dogen to the other minim is very small. Till now we're talking about you made a tavshil, you made some type of desa porridge and the like. If you made a bread out of it, then you make a moitzi b'chazamozn. As far as the ratios, davka sheish boisu kemech ma chamishas minim k'dei sheyochel menet gezayis dogen v'chdei achilas pras. This halacha that we treated as a mezainis or a bread completely is only when you have one kezayis in the share of achilas pras. The ratio is either 1 to 6, and there's other opinions that say 1 to 8, but it's less than that, and others 1 to 10, then the halacha will change. Mishabrut though does say that even when you have this ratio, let's say you have 1 to 5, and you made bread out of it, so you make a moitzi and a birch zamozin. He says birch zamozin, or in the case of al-michi, you would only make if you ate a kezayis of the dogen. So if it's 1/5, you'd have to eat 5 times as much in order to make the birch zamozin. Avlum ein boy ze hashir mechamishas aminim. If it has less than this ratio, we said before it's like 1 to 10. Ein mevarach basay birch zamozin ela betchilam mevarach hamoitzi. He doesn't make a birch zamozin. Just in the beginning, you make a moitzi because since it has flav chamishas minay dogon, you can make hamoitzi because it's considered bread. Like we said before, the chamishas minay dogon not bottom. This is provided that there's a taste of the chamishas minay dogon. If it loses the taste completely, then it's bottom. If it has the taste of chamishas minay dogon, even though it's a minority, even though it's a small minority, it's considered bread. You make hamoitzi half a piece of ein bagazayis with regular sprass, even though it has this very small amount. Well, the basoy falamichya, the mechav paskins, that afterwards you make an alamichya once you ate a kezayis of this mixture. Here's a chiddush, because if we say that we treat the whole thing as bread, so make a samos, and if we say that since it's such a small ratio of flour that we don't treat it as bread, we treat it as the other min, then you should make a bar nefashis. So there's a whole discussion, and the method of Vilna going past means you should make a bar nefashis at the end. Ramaisa Mishbrus says, since it's a suffix, what after bracha you should make, or you should make an al-micha, or you should make a bar nefashis, lachatchila, it's better to just eat this in a suda, and then you just make a bar nefashis at the end. If not, he says that lachatchila one should make a bar nefashis, but if he makes an al-micha, it's also acceptable. Continues the Mechavav, in Bishla Bikdeira, if he had this mixture which has a small percentage of chamishas minay dogen flour into it, and instead of making bread out of it, he cooked it. Then, mevarach tchila bar minay mezaynis, like we saw before, that the mezaynis is never bottled as long as you taste it. The achal bar minay nefashis. And here, the Mechav himself says you make afterwards a bar minay nefashis.